visiting with the great Grady Sizemore. How are we doing today?
Doing good.
So, as I told you, my show reached a young audience. So I got about 1.5 million aspiring high school and college baseball players had an ambition of playing Major League Baseball. So you're in the big leagues playing outfield. What is that like for that young group out there?
It's exciting. You know, it's a great feeling. You know, you dream about it as a kid. You know, it's hard. It's a long road to get here, and it's a lot of hard work. But like I said, I couldn't ask for a better situation and be in a better spot.
What are some of those challenges that you face as a major league player?
The everyday grind of baseball. I mean, anyone who's played it knows that it's tough. And when you get to this level, it's even harder. You know, you have to be on point every day. They're long seasons, and you know, it's just a lot of ups and downs. You got to find ways to fight through that and stay positive.
And when you, of course, I'm sure you had that ambition of playing Major League Baseball. And when you got drafted on draft day, what was that experience like?
It was exciting.
So your teammate interviewed.
No, he's not even watching.
Okay,
he's in his own world.
Go ahead, Dolo.
See, get those two guys so I can talk about them later on my show. We're going to talk about y'all on my show later. They interrupted the great Grady here.
No, it's okay. Draft day was fun. You know, I expected to get drafted. I wasn't sure where. You know, I think we had skipped school that day, had some friends over and some coaches, and we just kind of hung out and relaxed, you know, just took it easy, and I waited for the call.
As every kid dream and ambition of playing Major League Baseball. So when you made it to the big leagues, what was it like when you walked in that locker room and knew you were there?
I was just trying to find my jersey. You know, you don't know where you're at. You don't know where to go. I was just hoping that I wasn't like number 72 or something, you know. But it was exciting. You know, it was a good feeling. I got to bring my family with me. And, you know, like you said, something you always remember. You know, that first time you put on a jersey, that first time that you step foot on the field is something that's always going to stick with you.
And there's so much insecurity in the big leagues, not knowing from year to year where you stand. At what point have you reached that security zone or that comfort zone in the big leagues?
You know, it's one of those things that just slowly comes. I think, you know, everybody's different depending on your situation, where you're with or what team you're with. But for me, it wasn't just one day it clicked. You know, you just, the more you play, the more comfortable you get, the more you feel like you're fitting into your surroundings, and you go from there.
And how do you make the adjustment to hit major league pitching? I mean, that's a little tough from college to the big leagues.
I mean, definitely. I mean, I think every hitter will tell you that he's making adjustments every year, every game, every year. I think it's a constant, you know, battle. I think that's what this game is. You're making adjustments every day. You're making adjustments every at bat. Sometimes in the at bat. So it's tough. You know, major league pitchers are, they're tough. They they know what they're doing. That's why they've had success here. So it's a constant battle.
So for that youngster out there watching, what is it like every day to have fans hollering and screaming for your autograph, and you're trying to just be an everyday person?
Yeah, you know, you have to find ways to separate. Obviously, sometimes it can be overwhelming, but like you said, you're out there trying to get your work in, and that's the main thing. You want to make sure that you have fun, you enjoy the fans, and show them respect, but at the same time, you want to get your work in and do what you got to do to get ready for that game.
How does your family treat you? They see you as a major league, a superstar. You just Grady to them.
I'm still just one of the family. Yeah, they don't treat me any different. You know, they've done nothing but support me from day one, and that's been great. And like you said, they've been very supportive, and they don't treat me any different.
Don't feel bad. I don't get treated no differently.
Yeah, I don't get any special treatment. That's for sure.
So just as one last question, I know you got to get ready. You're in the big leagues. Your rookie year. What was rookie treatment like for you? I've heard some stories, so what was your rookie adventure?
You know, it wasn't that bad. You know, you have to carry bags every now and then. You have to make some special trips here and there. You know, they end up dressing everybody up at the end of the year in whatever outfit they feel like putting you in.
So did you get the stewardess outfit?
I think I was a ballerina. Yeah, it was pretty comical. But like I said, we actually had a good group of guys that weren't too hard on our rookies, so I got lucky.
The coach down on the field with Grady Sizemore. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.